The Holy Spirit will continue to draw men and women to repentance during the tribulation. They will continue to repent of their sins and turn to Jesus by faith. They will continue to experience new birth. In fact, they will continue to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. They will continue to operate in spiritual gifts until the millennial kingdom is set up, at least till then.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. The message you're about to hear today is part of a series that's entitled, You Asked For It. I asked the church family at Holt Assembly of God to pick four topics they'd like to hear me preach and share from the Word of God. The first topic they selected were the events of the end time. In Revelation 22:17, Jesus said, Behold, I am coming quickly. Are you ready should the Lord make his return today? Would your family members be ready should the Lord make his return today? I pray that you are blessed and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message. Today's message is part three of the timeline.
2 Thessalonians 2, 6-7. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. Verse 7, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. There's a couple issues. If we take that scripture and we think that the Holy Spirit's going to be taken away from the earth, we're going to have some problems, major problems. See, there's some people, there might be some of you have even heard this priest. I've heard this priest in Assembly of God churches that the Holy Spirit will be taken away from the earth after the rapture. Who of you have heard this before? Baloney. And if that's the only scripture you got a problem, by the way. That means you've misinterpreted the scriptures, because this is the only one you're going to really find that has kind of brings this into subject. Let me ask you this. Are people going to be saved during the tribulation? Revelation 7:13. Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they? Where did they come from? Verse 14, I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who came out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Clearly they are saved during the tribulation. When does God change the formula for salvation? When does he change that you must be born again? What does the Bible say? John 6:44. So whether the church is here or not, salvation is going to be the same way. Same Jesus. There's only one way to heaven. It's through Jesus. So what does the Bible say? John 6:44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last days. How are we drawn to God? The Holy Spirit draws us to a place of repentance, does he not? Okay, John 3:5. That wasn't good enough for you. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. If the Holy Spirit's taken, how are you going to be born again? Okay, let's keep on going. Then the Holy Spirit transforms the new believer at new birth and continues to change us, correct? That doesn't change. Have you ever thought about that? All right, Romans 8:9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. You got to have the Holy Spirit inside of you at new birth, or you're not born again. You're not saved. You don't belong to God. Is that going to change? I don't see that being changed anywhere in the Word of God. Nowhere. The Holy Spirit will continue to draw men and women to repentance during the tribulation. They will continue to repent of their sins and turn to Jesus by faith. They will continue to experience new birth. In fact, they will continue to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. They will continue to operate in spiritual gifts until the millennial kingdom is set up, at least till then. When the Bible talks about he who is restraining, he's referring to the Holy Spirit. He is referring to the Holy Spirit, but he is referring to the Holy Spirit in the church. The rapture is going to take out who? If you want to stay here, you can have the church, you can have my house, you can have everything you want. But I'm gone, buddy. The Spirit of God, listen, who is he? The restraining power is the Holy Spirit, but it's in you and I. Look, 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and that the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Who are we talking about here? The Antichrist, correct? The Antichrist begins to operate today. You're going to know who he is. I'm not saying he can't exist, because he will exist. But you're not going to know who he is. Here's why. If the Antichrist begins to operate as the Antichrist, which is not going to happen because the Holy Spirit is present in us and with us. It's not going to happen where it's restraining power. It can't happen. It won't happen until the church is removed. All I'm saying is this, that the Antichrist begins to operate when the church is removed. The church is taken away. The Antichrist is able to step into his full persona, and he's able to execute the desires that are spoken of in Revelation. By the way, just a point of clarity, the Antichrist is not Satan. Some people get that all messed up. The dragon in Revelation is Satan. The Antichrist is a person or a system. All right, but he's not the devil. He's a man. He's a system. He's human. It's something human made or human. We get that all messed up. The prophet, the false prophet, is another person or another system. I'm not married to either one, but I'm just saying that sometimes we get all confused. So he doesn't know when the end is going to come. He doesn't know when Jesus is coming. Have you ever thought about that? So he's always got folks ready, though, doesn't he? Oh, you better read history, Bubba. John, 1 John 2:18, little children, it is the last hour. And as you've heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that this is the last hour. I love history. When you read about history, historical events, and the people behind those events, it's great. I'll give you an example. If Jesus would have come March 30th, 1930, Adolf Hitler would have been the Antichrist. No doubt in my mind. Heinrich Himmler would have been the false prophet. If you know anything about the Nazis, you'll understand what I'm talking about. The Antichrist will be similar. He'll be a geopolitical figure with military might and influence. Through diplomacy, he will bring false peace and a strong economy. Did you know that, if you know anything about World War II, do you know that most of the territory the Germans took was through diplomacy without a shot ever being fired? Did you know that? Do you know that complete countries were annexed into Germany? Diplomacy through these moves. Europe allowed this. Well, if we give him this, he'll leave us alone. The Antichrist will appear as a man of peace. He may even be a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He may even grace the cover of Time magazine as the man or woman of the year. But he will be part of the human component through whom Satan will wield his power, his arrogant rule, his desire. See, I look at this and say, why is the devil so stupid? But he doesn't know all these things, but surely he hears us preach. Surely he knows the Bible better than we do, because he is so arrogant and prideful and believes in himself that he can usurp the power of God. He believes that he can sit on the heights, the mount of God. He believes that he can truly be God still. He's that arrogant. Arrogance makes you blind. Pride makes you blind. He believes in his heart that he can ascend the hill of God, that he can sit on the mount of God. That's why pride is so foolish, and it leads us astray. It can make you think you're right when you're absolutely wrong. This man will not be revealed until the church is taken away. And that's why the rapture must take place. The church is taken out. The man of sin is revealed. Matthew 24:43, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. If we know who the Antichrist is, we would sound the alarm bells. It would be over. Listen, why is it that we can figure out who are the nutsos in the Christian world who pretend not to be? How is it that we can figure out who are people are truly evil? Because the church is here. The restraining power is in us and with us. At the height of World War II, pastor and theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer was imprisoned for taking a stand against Hitler. His ideology of the master race he opposed. In prison, Bonhoeffer continued to urge fellow believers to resist the Nazis. First he was in prison, and he resisted, and it didn't change, and then they sent him off to a concentration camp. Groups of Christians fully believing Hitler was the Antichrist. People living in Germany, Christians living in Germany, many of them felt like this man was the Antichrist. And you know what? He was an Antichrist for sure, but he was not the Antichrist. And they would say, listen to Bonhoeffer, why are you fighting? Why are you struggling? Jesus is coming any day. He's coming any day. We know this again is the Antichrist. He's coming any day. Why are you struggling? Just stay low. Just Be quiet. Jesus is coming. Why risk your neck? Bonhoeffer replied, if Jesus returns tomorrow, then tomorrow I will rest from my labor. He has the right perspective. See, the problem with escapism, especially in the times of the Depression, we would sing about the coming of Jesus to come rescue us from those times. But we missed a lot of that. That's not the way we should think. Times are always going to be bad, church. Some worse than others. But we can't escape the troubles of this world. That should not be our goal and our mission. Our goal and our mission should be this, that people are saved, that lives are changed. See, I can't now, being a father now, when I was younger, I would say, let the world go to hell, I don't care. But when you have children, that all changes, doesn't it? When you have grandchildren, that all changes. You don't want anyone to die. You don't want anyone left here on hell on earth. Bonhoeffer's view was, I'll stop struggling when Jesus comes. That should be our view. Do you know that Bonhoeffer was executed in that concentration camp 1 month before Berlin fell? 1 month. Here's my point. If you think you know when the rapture is going to occur, it will change your behavior. It'll change your attitude because we're human beings. We'll gamble. If we knew when the rapture is going to take place, we would gamble, wouldn't we? Well, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait till the last moment. I'm just going to do what I want. Then I'll get saved. And that day will never come then. Because look at human history. We are gamblers. I truly believe Jesus is coming soon. And if you do, then your life, your ministry, your attitude, your behavior should reflect that deep-held belief of faith. If Jesus really was coming, our actions should prove it. What do your actions or inactions prove? Here's what I want to say. Ready? Church? Maranatha, the Lord comes. The Lord comes. Got you, didn't it? What if that would have been it? What if that would have been it? What if that trumpet sounding would have been the trumpet call of God? Now that you have a moment to reflect, are you ready and are others ready around you? Maranatha, the Lord comes, church. He's coming. He's coming soon. That's why it's important to have your timeline correct. Because if your timeline is incorrect, it has a dramatic effect on our view of what's going to take place. We can be lackadaisical on a lot of things then. Man, can you imagine if that trump, boy, she was really nice to you too. If I could play the trumpet, I would have blown on that thing so hard and long. I would have scared the snot out of all of you. But imagine the trumpet sounds. And I don't know, I'm not even saying this. I'm looking out here and knowing most of you, I'm not asking you the question if you're ready. Because this is what I want you to really think about. You still have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us will. And thank God we stand there. And we're judged. And there's rewards. And there's a lack of rewards. And there's the sayings, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, you did good enough. You made it, thank God. That when we stand there and we look into our Savior's eyes, I want to make sure that well done, good and faithful servant is spoken. Because I lived my life accordingly, according to the Word of God, that I was more in love with my Savior than I was with this world.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I hope this message was a blessing and encouraging to you. The events of the end time should not cause us to be anxious as believers. Instead, the imminency of these great events should encourage us to ready ourselves and to ready others for the glorious return of our Savior. If you're in our area and you're looking for a church home, I want to encourage you to come and worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. We have children's ministries available. Or you can join us on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. We have ministry opportunities for all ages, children, youth, and adults. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. If you'd like to find out more information about our church, you can find us on the web at www.holtag.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Our phone number is 850-537-8351. Again, I want to thank you for listening to this broadcast. And I pray that you are blessed and encouraged as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.